all people, all beings, but especially those of us who practice in a formal or informal way, notice that likes, dislikes are arising over and over as our life. One of the things when we sit is in the process of just being present, likes and dislikes become clear if we notice them, if we're attentive to this moment of our life. And we notice, we get to see if and where we hold on to it, build on it. As Joko says, there's only two things to do in sitting. One is noticing thought. Two, experiencing body, or we'll say body, mind, moment. Just experiencing right here. And yet, if we don't notice thought, we're often led into all sorts of attachments, aversions, we use that word, likes and dislikes, and follow them along because it seems natural when we're sitting and when in our life. It seems natural to us that what I like, I should get, or I should want, or whatever. What I don't like shouldn't occur. Certainly not for me. And yet, one of the early texts that we have is known as, either in Sino-Japanese, known as Shinjin Mai by Sosan Zenji, or in Chinese, Xinjing Ming by Sengtsan, excuse my poor Chinese, the unbelieving mind. Perfect way is not difficult, except that refuses likes and dislikes, holding to preferences. There are many different texts, but goes on, if you wish to see it, if you wish to see the way as it is, don't hold to fixed thoughts for or against. Don't affirm or deny or hold to your affirmations or your dislikes. Different ways to translate it. But being for or against, then we can't see or be, because our opinions blind us to this moment. Our opinions, as some translated, are a disease, a cause of dis-ease in our life, and in the life of others if we share them, impose them, hit them with it in various ways. Then the way that of our life, of the universe, is missed because of our likes, dislikes, or love, hate that we're acting out because of preferences. And we can't help but notice this if we sit upright in our present. We can't help but notice this if we're present throughout our life in the midst of events occurring, all sorts of events. All sorts of events that we blind ourselves to. We blind ourselves and we make trouble for ourselves and others. So, as the second ancestor said to Bodhidharma, my mind is not at peace. Bring me your mind, and I will put it at peace. If you look, if you're attentive to likes and dislikes coming and going, if you look for them and try to hold on to them, the mind, our mind, heart, won't be at peace. It's the what we do, the holding to likes and dislikes, building on them. It's not likes and dislikes arising. It's no problem. Their very arising is just another functioning of our life, just another aspect of this moment. But when you're holding what can't be held, then the universe passes us by in our blindness to it and the trouble we make for self and others. Harms, stresses, causes all sorts of problems. Which is why noticing thought is such an emphasis for Joko, for the sixth ancestor. If you ask Bodhidharma, what is it, the fundamental principle, vast emptiness, no holiness, vast emptiness, not holding to likes and dislikes, not holding to likes and dislikes, can't stop coming up, but our reactions to it then are what cause us and others problems, stress, difficulties, harm. And even more, simply make us miss our life. Miss this moment, which is all we have. On being this moment, you might say, unbelieving mind, mind, heart, universe, that's on being the perfect way life, the perfect way life, no difficulty. And yet we assume, I'm sure you hear it from others. I'm sure if you're present, you notice it in your zazen and you notice it in your life. Except when we take for granted, but that's the truth. My likes and dislikes are the way the world should be. Certainly the way others who I talk to should think, feel, act. Perfect way knows no difficulty. Or supreme way, another way it's translated. We look at, bring up a number of translations because the great way, says one translation. The utmost way, says another translation. Simply, it's not hard to realize your mind. Another translation. Realize your mind life, which is being just this moment. Being just this moment, which you can't miss, which we can't miss. And yet we find ourselves missing it. If you notice your stress, difficulties with entangling in what you think should or shouldn't, could or couldn't, how others ought to and ought not to, then right there, our mind, our life is not at ease. Our body, mind is not at ease. Forget about not at ease. It's not being who we are, which is nothing but this. Nothing but, if I use another kind of word, the Buddha way, the life of the Buddha, which is our life. Not someone else's. Or, as the Buddha points out, the three poisons become the truth for us. The poison of greed, wanting things to be a certain way. Anger, which is the justification of all sorts of verbal and physical actions. All sorts of verbal and physical actions, even towards those close to us, even in some ways towards ourselves. We have the expression, we're tied up in knots. But the only one who can tie us in knots is ourself. Much less others tying us in knots. I want to encourage us to be particularly attentive to holding to likes and dislikes. If we sit zazen, it's not in order to get rid of anything, but to simply notice the thoughts, notice where we're holding and building, because that's our opportunity, in a sense, to open them up in this perfect way, which is the experiencing of this moment, including thoughts, including breathing, hearing, seeing, which is always available in the perfect way for us, as we hear, as we see, as we smell, as we function as the Buddha. As we function as the end of suffering, the end of harming, or the alternative is as we create harming, suffering for ourselves, for others. As soon as we know which is another way of saying likes and dislikes, how things should or shouldn't be, then this vast emptiness, no holiness of Bodhidharma is missed. This perfect way is disturbed mind, agitated mind about likes and dislikes. So, in your zazen, in our zazen, in our life, as Joko says, two things to do. What? Notice thought, because we miss it if we don't attend to it when it's passing, when we grab onto it, and be the experiencing, perfect way, universe. Experiencing isn't inside as opposed to outside. It's being, seeing, hearing, cognizing all the other functions of this human life that we are, as we are. Other beings take care of their life as they are. Ours is to take care of ours and of everyone we meet in our world from morning to night. Take care of it. And notice where you put up the screen of likes, dislikes. Literally put it up and therefore miss the perfection. Kill the perfection that is our life. Thank you.